670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf on this Sunday morning. And the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black is only a few weeks away. And U.S. Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley will announce his six captain's picks this Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Can't wait for that. And Keegan made a quick trip to Bethpage last week, and Mark Canizero of the New York Post was there to witness it all. Hey, Mark, welcome to Talkin' Golf. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ann. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Oh, boy, I'm excited, aren't you, for all this going on? And Keegan Bradley was just here, just a quick trip, and you were there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool he had some meetings and some appearances, and they were doing some a little bit of B-roll production for some, you know, some of the, you know, for the television production, you know, once the Ryder Cup comes. The best thing really of the whole, you know, quick visit was a very well executed plan and a thing that the PGA of America did with Keegan giving out about 20 tickets to random players out in the red course over at Bethpage. He was driving around and stopping at holes and just taking pictures of the guys and playing and just saying, hey, you want Ryder Cup tickets? And he was just handing them out. I mean, I kind of followed that. We myself and our post photographer kind of cruised around and captured all of that content. And, I spoke to several of the guys that got the tickets, and, like, some of them were shaking. They were so, like, you know, beside themselves. So that was a really cool element to it. Did have a chance to talk to Keegan afterwards, which was pretty cool. And, you know, I don't think that there's been I've covered every Ryder Cup since 1997, Ann, and I don't think I've felt more anticipation for a captain's pick day than I do for Wednesday, just because of the element, you know, of Keegan picking himself, which I think he will.
Yeah, I think he will too. But I guess the big question is, do you think he already has those six captain's picks, including himself, or is it really going to wind down to what happens today?
I think they're pretty well solidified. Here's the one caveat I would throw in. To me, the one wild card here, a little bit, would be Sam Burns, who is a magnificent putter. He was 3-0-1 in the President's Cup, and he also, oh by the way, happens to be best friends with Scottie Scheffler, and was a good. It likes to be paired Scheffler with Burns. Burns, I think, would have to win the Tour Championship today for that to happen. He's 16th on the list. I feel like Keegan has to pick Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay's been too good in team play and in both Presidents Cup and Ryder Cup. I believe you actually just referenced it a moment ago with, you know, his pairing with Schauffele when you were just speaking to Adam. The toughness he showed in resilience and whatnot in Italy 2 years ago where I was. I think he has to be on the team even though he's 15th. So I feel like Bradley does have everything in hand here. I think the guys that are going to be left out that will be disappointed, in my opinion, will be Maverick McNealy, who's 10th on the list, and a really, really good putter. But Maverick has not done really well in major championships and some of the bigger tournaments, even though he's a good putter. I think that's going to be a strike against him. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, Brian Harman is a bulldog as well, but he's not super long. Bethpage Black, as you know, Ann, from being here, is a big ballpark.
Oh, yeah, it's a bear.
So I think a guy like Andrew Novak, who's 13th on the list and has a really good year, he is not playing well as of late as he was earlier. So I think Keegan's captain's picks are going to be JT, who's at 7. You got to kind of pick him. Colin Morikawa, again, hasn't had a great year, but a lot of experience. Ben Griffin has been there all year, consistent. He's up there. He's won twice. He has to be on that team. I think, as we said, Keegan's going to pick himself. And I kind of think I think he's going to pick Cameron Young.
Yeah, I do too.
Cam is 14th on the list, but he is a bomber. He's local, as you know. He has had great success at Bethpage as a younger guy. He won the New York State Open there.
He grew up playing Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you're looking at maybe Cam Young and Cantley. Now, Burns, if he goes and wins, could maybe throw a monkey wrench in it. But I feel like that's the group that's going to be in there.
I agree. So it would be JT, Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Keegan, who will pick himself. We both agree on that. Bypass Brian Harman, bypass Andrew Novak, pick Cameron Young, and Patrick Cantley. And then, of course, you know, Chris Gutterup would be great from New Jersey, but I think he's just going to miss out.
I was here. For the British Open, I didn't cover the Scottish, but I had a close eye on it while I was over there. That Chris made was awesome, and the problem is he hasn't had a really good FedEx Cup run here, and that's what he needed. He didn't play well in the earlier. I know he's kind of up there with a decent score. I think he shot his own number, I want to say, yesterday. So he's respectable, but I think he needed to have a big run in the FedEx Cup. You know, because he's as long as anybody. He's a huge bomber.
Unbelievable. He's right now tied for 10th. He shot a 1-under yesterday, but he's 8-under overall. So he's, 8 shots back. I think he really has to have a great day today for sure. But, I mean, and I don't think Sam Burns is going to do it. I don't think he's going to make it, even though he's great friends with Scheffler. That's what Zach Johnson did. He put all these buddies together, and it didn't really work out. But getting back to Keegan Bradley, if he plays, and I think he's going to pick himself, the scrutiny and pressure on him is going to be so intense. If he plays poorly, Mark, he'll never hear the end of it. And, you know, it looks like the fireworks already started, because when Rory McIlroy said that it's virtually impossible to do both, you know, be a captain and play, Keegan said, well, how does he know? He's never done it. So I love that answer, right? I think there's going to be – I think the European team – is hoping he plays, because I feel that they think that the pressure and the scrutiny and all the distractions that would come with a player captain will really adversely affect the U.S. team. So I think they're kind of quietly hoping that he does play.
I agree with you there, and I made a point in a column I wrote the other day after I was out there at Bethpage. You know, Keegan's on that team. He's got a bullseye on his back for that European Ryder Cup team. If you remember, Ann, over the years, like, you remember when, like, you know, back in the day when Hal Sutton paired Tiger and Phil together, for example, you know.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
And they were taken down handily. I feel like, and again, like when anybody that played Tiger, if anybody from Europe beat Tiger, any team or in singles, that to me was worth more than the point in the standings for that week. It was worth more than that because of it charged up the team room. And I think because of Keegan's, you know, intensity and his passion and you know, just who he is, and the fact that he will be the first Ryder Cup, you know, playing captain. Anybody in Europe that takes a Keegan Bradley team down, I'm telling you, that's going to be worth more than a point. And because these guys, it'll just charge these guys up. So there is, you know, I feel the same way to some degree about the Bethpage Black, as much as everybody thinks it's going to be a disadvantage. I think Europe is going to embrace it, you know, the madness of Bethpage and the severe underdog element. And in the same way, I think they're going to embrace Keegan playing because, you know, he's a target. And you're right. There's going to be, you know, there's potential to be massive criticism if he plays poorly. And then everybody's going to be like, well then why didn't you pick Brian Harman or Novak or name your guy, Sam Burns or McNeely, say. You know, McNeely's been high up on the list. You know, as I said in the column, I don't think that you can't play scared. You can't play Ryder Cup scared. You got to go in. Listen, Keegan has been in fantastic form all year, and now he's putting a stamp on it right now in Atlanta. You can't play scared. You just got to go after it, and that's why that's part of the reason I believe he should be there. Other than the fact that he's clearly one of the top 12 players in the U.S. And the other thing is the guys. It's not like there's guys on the U.S. team that don't want to play. I mean, there's been guys like Cantley who have been on the bubble that have been public saying they think he should play.
That's right.
So there's no real pushback anywhere, and I don't really believe, you know, that there's any pushback even off the record from guys rolling their eyes and saying, oh, you know he's trying to, you know, whatever. I just don't see that. So I think it's, you know, it's a no-brainer on all levels, and I'm glad that he's playing well this week because it really just kind of solidifies the fact that he's been, you know, one of the top 12 players in the U.S.
Right, you can see his passion, you can see his feistiness, you can see his competitive drive. I mean, at the last Ryder Cup in 2023 at Marco Simone, you know, he deserved to be on that team. He was 10 in the standings, and he got overlooked by Zach Johnson, the U.S. captain back then. And I just think all that has been building up. Do you think, from a leadership standpoint, he can multitask? Because a lot of guys can't. A lot of men are linear in their thinking. Well, they'll tell me that because I've interviewed enough, you know, guys who, and we talk about that subject. Is he that different where he can kind of juggle playing and being the captain? Because, I mean, the fact that he's playing so well this week after, you know, making that quick trip and all the Ryder Cup responsibilities that he's had up until this point, and he's playing great this weekend, shows that, to me, that he can do it. He has that, you know, that tunnel vision, which is extraordinary. Well, a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, I would say that, and you just referenced partially to it there, I would say that his body of work in the last year and the way he's played while doing all this stuff, I mean, you hear I've heard Ryder Cup captains every year talk about how, you know, the grind that it is to, you know, to put everything together, all the minutia, you know, the uniforms, all the stuff, whatever, the non-golf stuff, and that has not fazed Keegan in the least, so I think he's proven that he's a pretty good multitasker, and the other thing is, I'm going to say it's overlooked, but you have to look at the fact that Jim Furyk is one of his vice captains. Furyk has done this before. He's been a Ryder Cup captain. He's been a President's Cup captain. You know, you got Snedeker. You got some veteran leadership on there. You got a Webb Simpson who was also, you know, has been an integral part of the playing tour over the last few years, although he hasn't played well of late. I think these pairings and whatnot, there's not a lot of volatility in terms of who's deciding who's going to play when, you know, at the moment. I mean, these guys, they have a plan and analytics and other stuff going way into this stuff. So it's not like, oh my gosh, Keegan's playing in the morning on Friday. Who's he going to pair on Friday afternoon? This stuff is all kind of done in advance. You know what I mean? And unless a guy plays really, really poorly in the morning and you got to shift him out, you know, or he's ill or whatever, and you're going to shift him out if you were planning on playing in the afternoon. I think those decisions it's overrated how those decisions are made in the moment. I think there are some at times, but I think this stuff is kind of set already will be set already once the team is set. And, you know, this thing kind of runs itself once the competition starts, in my opinion. And I don't think these press conferences that he's got to do afterwards, quite frankly, and you've covered Ryder Cups before, this is the least access that we, the media, have to these players and captains, you know, in any tournament all year. They parade these guys in for 10 minutes and then they parade them out. You know, I don't think media is a very, very large, time grab for these guys and for Keegan. So I think all of this stuff is overrated. I think the Rory stuff saying it's saying you can't do both was just a little bit of gamesmanship on Rory's part, in my opinion.
I love it. And it's starting already. It's going to add so much intrigue, you know, to this Ryder Cup with Keegan picking himself and being the captain, which I think is exactly what's going to happen. Yeah, I've covered every Ryder Cup since Brookline, so I'm right in there. I loved Marco Simone. That was probably one of my favorites, obviously outside of Rome, Italy. But real quick, what would be your favorite Ryder Cup memory to date?
It would probably be Brookline is hard to top because of the dramatics of it. But for me, in a weird way, and it was my first, which was 97, and it was in Valderrama, and Seve was the captain for Europe,
right.
And Tom Kite was the captain for the U.S. And I don't want to take anything from Tom Kite, but Tom Kite let you know, gave off the vibe of like a camp counselor that wanted everybody to participate. And Seve was riding around in that blue, you know, Ryder Cup cart of his, with his thumb pressed on every guy's, the back of everybody's guy's neck, basically. I mean, I thought that he, you know, that Seve just so badly, you know, out-captained and schooled Kite in that Ryder Cup. It was stark to me, and I just never forget the intimidation factor of Seve rolling around and just kind of had the hairy eyeball over everybody, you know. So on the European team, so that was kind of my favorite. But it was all, you know, because it was my first too,
sure,
which was kind of cool.
And any memory of Seve is special for sure.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much for getting up early for us. Appreciate your insight. It's going to be exciting to hear who the six captains' picks will be when Keegan announces it Wednesday at 10, and I'll see you at Bethpage.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Thanks for having me on.
Have fun. My thanks to Mark Canizero, to Adam Shupak, to Rami Levine in the studio. Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria is brought to you by IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Apparel for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive Iceville cooling technology along with UPF 50 plus sun protection. Visit ibkol.com to learn more. Hey, enjoy the final round of the Tour Championship. Will Tommy Fleetwood finally win his first PGA Tour title? Fleetwood and Patrick Cantlay are tied for the lead at 16 under. Russell Henley is 2 behind. Keegan Bradley 3 back. Scottie Scheffler 12 under will start the final round, 4 shots behind. The final pairing, Fleetwood and Cantlay, they get started at 1:44 this afternoon Eastern. Hey, have a great week, everybody, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday morning right here on Talkin' Golf.
670 The Score's Mullin Haugh is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make, yes, a difference, that can, yes, get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haugh Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.